Saturday, June 26th at Camp David. President came over to Laurel for the budget meeting, which lasted about 3.5 hours, with Schultz, Conley, Weinberger, Ehrlichman, McCracken, and Ed Harper. They went through a whole basic economic presentation and a review of the budget situation as it now stands. And then tomorrow they'll get into specifics on the budget decisions to be made. Haig called again on the Rogers problem on the Kissinger trip, and that seems to be basically settled now. He also called a report on Henry's meeting in Paris. Apparently the North Vietnamese came in with a detailed proposal. It was constructive in many elements, but one was very bad and will be a problem for us. He says this was the first really detailed session, so he thinks we may be in an actual negotiation. He will have to give them an answer, however, to their proposal. If they don't give in on their one bad point, then it's insurmountable. But Henry says the meeting was very businesslike, very serious, and they appeared to be very flexible, so he thinks there's some hope. The latest flap is that Henry and Haig are furious because State Department has brought the DCM from Dhaka, Pakistan, a guy named Blood, who has been putting out a lot of bad stuff. They brought him back to testify at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which they feel does serious damage to our position. The fact that we would bring back a known dissident to testify is ridiculous. Also, the Foreign Service Association gave him a reward for forthright reporting. We weren't notified of any of this ahead of time. So that gives him a new basis for being furious with the State Department. The President called me over to Aspen this afternoon and got to probing very deeply on some remarks Conley made at the end of the budget meeting this morning regarding the fact that our image of leadership is not coming through. He feels that it's very hard to get at this and wants me to talk to Conley about what we really do. President reads it as being the need for other people to speak up about him. Conley's point, I think, was to try to get through the fact that we've got to discipline our people so that they don't talk about their recommendations and so forth outside of the White House, that they've got to present their recommendations to the President, not to the public. In any event, he wants me to get from Conley his thoughts as to what the President can and should do and how he should approach this. He kept coming back to this during an hour session and we had at Aspen, and it obviously is bugging him. We talked about the plans for press conferences. He's now decided that he won't do a Q&A at the Midwest media briefing, which is what he was planning to do in lieu of a press conference. Instead, he'll go at the NewsHour and make a statement on television regarding the Pentagon Papers, explaining why we did it, the policy of this government, the status of the war, and that sort of thing, and then wait and do a press conference in California. He got back onto Henry's trip and felt that in order to solve Rogers' problem, we should have Sisko go to India at the same time Kissinger's in Pakistan, or else have Haig go to India. I checked this out with Haig, and he talked to Henry about it in London, and they're both very much against that idea in any way, shape, or form. Then he got to the point of maybe just having Al go with Henry instead of Henry taking his staff, because he's concerned about Henry's staff's loyalty. Also, he feels he needs Al's evaluation in Vietnam. End of June 26th.